God in the name of the Most High. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُمَا كُنْتَ وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُهَا وَخَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلِقٍ حَسَنٍ. This is one of the advices that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would regularly give to any of the Sahaba that used to travel. He would say to them, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherever you are, and follow the bad deed with a good deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise it. And then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continues to say, and be well-mannered with people when you interact with people. This is the advice of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to any traveler. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherever you are. So fearing Allah azza wa jalla is not limited only when you're at home. It's not only limited when you're in Mecca or Medina. Fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherever you are, around the globe, wherever you are, in any city, in any town, in any village, in the desert, in the seas, in the jungles, wherever you are, you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the advice of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, because sometimes we tend to forget that when we are traveling, we tend to forget our identity or our observation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We tend to give in sometimes to the haram and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had forbidden. So it's important that we constantly remind ourselves, never forget Allah azza wa jal wherever we are. Constantly remind ourselves that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us, whether we are settlers or travelers, whether we are at home or abroad. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُ مَا كُنْتَ. As the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave this advice to the Sahaba when they used to travel. And then the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam says, and follow the bad deed with a good deed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will wipe the bad deed. So subhanallah, it's part of our nature sometimes that sometimes we sleep. Sometimes we commit a sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most forgiving. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful. If you sleep, you fall, you sin, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Repent to Allah azza wa jal. Do a good deed and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will wipe the bad deed. And then the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam reminds the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, وَخَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. And be well-mannered when it comes to dealing with others. Islam is about manners, about having the best of manners, having the best of code of conduct, having the best of akhlaq, having the best of ethics. That's what Islam is about. When you deal with others, deal with them with good manners. When you interact with others, interact with them with good manners. Especially when you are traveling, because at the end of the day, you are like a birthmark. As the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes mention in one hadith, when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to send a group of delegation or a group of companions out to call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and preach and bring people to Allah Azza wa Jal, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say to them, you are like a birthmark amongst people. So be apparent in what? In your good manners, in your akhlaq, in your morals, in your ethics. Be apparent and visible in the good manners and morals that you carry as a believer, because Islam is about manners. So my brother and my sister, when you travel next, remember to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherever you are. If you sleep and you commit a bad deed, then follow it by a good deed and repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will forgive. And always interact with people with the best of manners. And remember, you are the ambassador of this deen. You are representing Islam. Become like that birthmark that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to encourage the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum to be. And this is the manners of Islam, the morals of Islam, the character of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah azza wa jal make us to be the best of ambassadors of Islam, the best of people of Islam. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every Muslim dreams to be up in Jannah. A pious person's destiny.
Inshallah, in Jannah.